This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. When it comes to church attendance, 7 of the top 8 states are southern: Alabama, Mississippi, South Carolina, Louisiana, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Kentucky. Alabama, Arkansas, and South Carolina are also in the top 10 for the highest states with rates of gonorrhea. Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, and South Carolina also feature in the top 7 for single-parent families. 60,000 people have now died in Mexico's drug wars. Given the scandal involving the Panama Papers, tax experts note that for Americans, such shell corporations can as easily be created in Wyoming, Nevada, and Delaware with virtually no questions asked for about the price of a fishing license. The Roma may be compensated with an apology from the United Nations for having been forced to live in a camp built on a toxic wasteland that allowed their children to be poisoned by lead in Kosovo. Aung San Suu Kyi, in her first act as Myanmar's state counselor, says that the top priority would be freeing 500 political prisoners. Reacting to Indiana's passage of perhaps the most restrictive anti-abortion legislation in the country that would include, among other things, the requirement that aborted fetuses be cremated or interred, women have protested by organizing a Facebook page called Periods for Pence, the name of the governor, to report on their periods so that they comply with the law. The Detroit Public Schools Board filed a class action lawsuit against Michigan's governor and other state officials over the deterioration of the city's schools, seeking compensatory damage since the state took over the system in 1999. Former President Bill Clinton was the target of protesters in Philadelphia over his 1994 overhaul of the criminal justice system. Clinton claimed that Black Lives Matter protesters are misinformed. Hillary Clinton has distanced herself from her husband's crime bill. Median pay for the CEOs of nearly 300 large publicly traded companies slipped 3.8% to $10.8 million last year from $11.2 million on average in 2014. Half of those CEOs saw total pay either decline or rise by less than 1%, also the worst showing for Standard & Poor's 500 chiefs since the 2008 crisis. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.